Hey, this is Jonathan with Limitless Mindset, and this is my biohacker review of azithromycin. I bet you've heard of this one in 2020. Azithromycin is the anti-COVID antibiotic, and in the first very turbulent year of this decade, azithromycin has almost become a household name. It's been the subject of over 66,000 different media articles. You've probably heard of it. And maybe you've wondered if azithromycin has been unfairly demonized because it's a cheap, effective drug competing with Big Pharma's patented $2,000 drug, Remdesivir. So here in this video, we'll answer those questions. Is this something that belongs in the biohacker's anti-COVID tool chest? We're going to look at the science, look at the evidence that's out there on that. And because we're talking about COVID, I need to emphasize that I am not a doctor. I'm not a medical professional. I'm just a experienced, unlicensed self-experimenter practicing free speech in my interpretations of the published science that is out there. So if you have some serious decisions to make, especially in regards to COVID, you know, please consult your doctor, not some guy on the internet, even if I make really good vlogs about science. So we're going to look into the science on it. It's been studied worldwide for decades. There are over 3,000 articles of scientific research published about it on PubMed, including 800 clinical trials. A landmark French clinical trial was completed in 2020 by a team of researchers, including the renowned and now embattled Dr. Didier Raoud. I think I'm saying that right. I'm probably missing a little bit of the nuance of the French accent on that. I'm not even going to try. The results of that study lend optimism to those stricken with COVID-19. I'll quote from it. Azithromycin added to hydroxychloroquine was significantly more efficient for virus elimination. Hydroxychloroquine treatment is significantly associated with viral load reduction / disappearance of COVID-19 patients, and its effect is reinforced by azithromycin. And this clinical trial was hand-waved away by the media and the medical establishment because of the relatively small sample size. However, there was a follow-up to it, which is important. And I'll quote from the follow-up research that was done. The reintegration of excluded patients in our analysis and the adjunction of clinical outcomes confirmed the effectiveness of the combination of hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin on both viral clearance and early discharge of COVID-19 patients when treated early in the course of the disease. Since this preliminary work was done, we have been able to follow at our institute 3,737 COVID-19 patients. These results conducted in a large cohort of patients at a single center and analyzed using more robust statistical tests confirm our preliminary results. So that trial, again, lends a lot of optimism. Moving on, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, in this banned by YouTube interview with Dr. Drew, explains the Zelenko protocol. And I do link to that interview below wherever you're watching this video. They're on Limitless Mindset. Like I said, you can't find it on YouTube anymore. Those people at YouTube don't want you to hear what Dr. Drew and Dr. Zelenko are laying down. And Dr. Zelenko is probably, at this time, he should be at least checking under his car for bombs because of the results of a 2020 clinical trial that he conducted treating 141 COVID-19 patients with laboratory-confirmed severe acute respiratory syndrome coronavirus with a triple therapy of hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and azithromycin. The study concludes, and this was, by the way, a real well-written study. Sometimes these studies are, they are difficult to really comprehend, but this one you might actually want to go and read. I do have it, of course, linked on my website. Quote, risk stratification-based treatment of COVID-19 outpatients as early as possible after symptom onset with the used triple therapy, including the combination of zinc and low-dose hydroxychloroquine, was associated with significantly less hospitalizations and 5 times less all-cause deaths. So that's fantastic. But the application, the usefulness of azithromycin is not limited to COVID-19. It can also be used to treat pneumonia, influenza, ear and throat infections, traveler's diarrhea, malaria, acute bacterial sinusitis, skin infections, along with several sexually transmitted diseases, including chlamydia and gonorrhea. For its clinical applications, there are very specific protocols that should be followed. There's cofactors that it should be used along with. So if you're going to use azithromycin to treat some sort of infection, please do go out and do your reading on that thoroughly. Don't just, you know, drop a few azithromycin and call it a day. You want to do a bit more research and, of course, follow the guidance of your doctor. Let's talk about side effects. Fewer than 1% of people stop taking the drug due to side effects, according to Wikipedia. But it does have a well-established range of adverse effects. It is an antibiotic, and massive understatement, antibiotics are problematic. Antibiotics nuke your healthy, crucial gut microbiome that you need. I would not take an antibiotic unless I was dealing with a very serious infection. In conclusion, does azithromycin belong in your immune war chest? Well, the real cure for COVID is prevention. Biohackers who fortify their immune system with good habits, with quality nutrition, avoiding toxins, the right kind of supplementation. I talk about all of this stuff in the deep dive article presentation that I did with my coronavirus prevention protocol. The biohackers that are bio-prepared, they don't have to fret quite so much about the pandemic of the century. But what about the people close to you? What about your loved ones? Are they as prevention-minded as you are? Maybe not. And you have to think about if you had someone close to you that you cared about that was maybe fortunate enough to have a discerning doctor that knows about the Zelenko protocol and administers it to them appropriately, I would hope so. But as a preparedness, future-minded kind of person thinking about what threats are out there, I think it's a really good idea to have an emergency supply in your war chest that includes the three things in the Zelenko protocol: the azithromycin, hydroxychloroquine, and zinc. And zinc is usually pretty easy to get, isn't it? So I would suggest picking this up from Rupharma, and I'm going to have their page for it linked below wherever you're listening to or checking out this video. And it does ship from Russia. And part of the reason why they do it like this is to get it through customs. I guess it's easier to get something like this. It looks like it might not be a suspicious box, right? What I like about Rupharma is that you can pay using cryptocurrency, which I think is just smart nowadays. You might not want to have a credit card transaction tying you to Russia. You never know when your bank is going to hand that information over to somebody that you don't really want to see it. Of course, they take normal fiat currency. And Rupharma has been a partner of mine for some time, and all I've ever heard is good things about them from the people that I've referred. I've never heard anyone complain that they didn't get their stuff. In fact, Rupharma has a shipping guarantee that they make sure that they will get the stuff to you in Europe, North America, number of other countries around the world. They have a helpful shipping page that you can check out. So I am Jonathan with Limitless Mindset. I'm always interested in hearing what people are using to prevent and or treat COVID-19. It's a rapidly evolving situation, right? And it's interesting to hear the different medicines and the different approaches that smart people out there, the people that are interested and knowledgeable about the immune system, what they are doing. So leave me a comment, drop me a message on social media or whatever, and let me know what you are, let me know what's in your biohacker anti-COVID armamentarium. I look forward to a continued conversation with you.